All right, folks, buckle up, because today's episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation is about to get real. We're diving deep into something super important, understanding your own mental health needs and priorities. You know, that inner voice whispering what your mind and body truly crave? Ever feel like you're just going through the motions, checking boxes instead of living fully? That's where this episode comes in. Because let's face it, life throws a lot our way. Work deadlines, social pressures, family commitments, it can all feel overwhelming, right? And if we're not tuning into our own mental health needs, well, things can get pretty rough, pretty fast. So today, I want to equip you with the tools to listen to that inner voice and become your own mental health advocate. It's about figuring out what truly nourishes your soul and prioritizing those things, because, trust me, you deserve it. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that are going to rock your world. First off, it's about awareness. Seriously, how often do you actually pause and check in with yourself? We're constantly bombarded with information, notifications, and demands. Ever feel like you're just reacting instead of truly living? Taking a few minutes each day to reflect on your emotions, energy levels, and thoughts is crucial. It's about noticing those subtle signs, the fatigue, the irritability, the feeling of being out of sorts. Recognizing these signals early on can help you prevent burnout and take action before things spiral out of control. Next up, boundaries are your best friend. Think of them as protective walls around your mental space. It's about learning to say no to commitments that drain you, setting aside time for activities that recharge you, and protecting your energy from negativity. You don't have to be a people pleaser or take on the world's problems. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own well-being. Speaking of boundaries, communication is key. Let your loved ones know what you need, whether it's some quiet time, emotional support, or simply space to recharge. Don't be afraid to express your feelings and ask for help when you need it. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength. Now, let's talk self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. Self-care is about nurturing your mind, body, and soul in ways that truly resonate with you. It could be anything from reading a good book, to taking a walk in nature, connecting with friends, pursuing a hobby, or simply indulging in some quiet reflection. Find what works for you and make it a regular practice. And finally, don't forget the power of professional help. If you're struggling, know that reaching out to a therapist, counselor, or mental health professional is a sign of strength, not weakness. They can provide guidance, support, and tools to navigate life's challenges. Let me tell you a story about this. Picture this. My friend Sarah was constantly overwhelmed. She juggled a demanding job, family commitments, and a social life that never seemed to slow down. She felt like she was running on fumes, always exhausted and stressed. One day, Sarah realized something had to change. She started prioritizing self-care by taking daily walks in nature, carving out time for reading, and saying no to extra commitments. She also sought professional help, which gave her valuable tools to manage her stress and anxiety. Within a few months, Sarah's life transformed. She felt more energized, less overwhelmed, and happier overall. So remember, understanding your mental health needs and priorities is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. By tuning into your inner voice, setting boundaries, practicing self-care, and seeking support when needed, you can create a life that truly nourishes your mind, body, and soul. You've got this. Now go out there, tap out of what's not serving you, and prioritize what matters most. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little mental health boost. Remember, we're all in this together. See you on the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.